Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds on our daily life. I'm joined tonight by Mark Wolf. Mark?
Hello, Heather. It's Mark. And hello to everybody out there. I'm saying Hello from New York City.
And this is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you tonight as the sun sets in Ronan, Montana.
Yes, and this is Ann Ortley on for the Bright Red Desk in New York City.
All
hanging
right.
Hanging out, looking at the moonrise. Woohoo!
It's getting bigger.
The gang's all here.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Yes. Full moon this week.
Full moon in
Aries. Mm-hmm. Now, it's not just any old full moon, is it?
No.
Mark, as our Aries, I'm an Aries moon, but you're the Aries sun. Tell us about what you think the full moon in Aries is going to bring.
Well, there's a lot of stress in this one,
mm-hmm.
and, especially Pluto and Saturn, because they're both making a station
mm-hmm.
to go forward. They've been retrograde, and they've been talking to each other. There's some pretty tough conversations, and now they both stop and go forward, and Saturn, of course, moves faster than Pluto, so it'll be moving out of range. And that'll bring some relief to that Pluto-Saturn conjunction that we've been dealing
mm-hmm.
with for a while.
All year, yeah.
Yeah, all year. But
that
really
will be
stress.
Helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and that full moon is on Thursday, I believe.
Thursday.
Yeah.
It's at 5:05 p.m. Thursday mm-hmm. afternoon, or whatever, adjust for your Eastern time, adjust for your time zone.
Eastern
yeah.
time, we have Pisces rising.
Yeah, yeah.
Just early Pisces. What do you have, Heather?
Which is in an interesting contradiction. And for, I'll just check that in a minute. I just want to talk about that Aries moon first, that it is, whenever you've got a full moon, you've got that sense of opposition between how we want to make everybody else around us happy, the people pleaser of the Libra, and the moon in Aries, which just, it's wild. I remember many years ago when I was in high school that the full moon in Aries always meant, everybody was acting out big time. And no one's really that grown up that they don't feel that Aries moon somewhere. So it's going to be a doozy, I think, this one. And that's also building up to that Mercury. Mercury is just entered Scorpio, and it's going to be opposing Uranus next week. And we can already feel that, shocking news, Trump's taxes released and all the other stuff that's coming out now. That's really part of the shocking wake-up call.
Right.
And what are you seeing with that?
Well, I always watch these stations because it's 5 days
mm-hmm.
before, 5 days after. So
mm-hmm.
last week, Venus was forming a finger of God with the Neptune and the Jupiter, Saturn, Pluto, fast one as she went through Leo. So she
mm-hmm.
was a lot about, the role of women, the vision of women, how we're going to go. But we feel the Pluto station or the Saturn station 5 days before. And then, of course,
mm-hmm.
Pluto's stationing on the 4th of October. So we feel his station 5 days before.
Yeah, right.
And we feel Saturn
mm-hmm.
station 5 days after. So both we're going to have the Saturn, Pluto, kind of in the middle there. And then, of course, Mars
right.
is coming along and whacking Saturn,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
Mercury went into Scorpio, so he can either answer to the Mars in Aries, or he can answer to the Pluto, who's stopped, and then,
mm-hmm.
of course,
mm-hmm.
Venus goes into Virgo at the end of the week, and she answers to Mercury, who can answer
mm-hmm.
to the Mars or the Pluto, so it's a very intense energy, and then after Pluto
mm-hmm.
goes direct on the 4th, then, everybody's moving forward full steam ahead into Aquarius. I mean, Jupiter and Saturn are. So we're in the heat of it, the heat of the middle. And, of course, if we look back, Pluto stationed at the point he's at. He entered his shadow on January 2nd, and Saturn was there in March. So we're
mm-hmm.
back to January, March, and in the news we had Megan.
Beginning of it, right. The beginning
yeah.
of the COVID epidemic and the last time we impeached Trump.
Yeah, Yeah, and also we had Meghan and Harry that they left, and they both had a public service announcement to vote. And then Harry goes, I've never voted. And I'm like, oh, that makes sense. You're the king. Why would you vote? And, you know, and it was kind of like, oh, they're back in the news again. You know. So, and March, of course, was when they bailed. That was their last public thing. Mm-hmm. So it's we're all back to the future. So everybody think what you were doing in January, that first week in January, and what you were doing the last week in March. And and Saturn and Pluto are going to bring that story up for you to say, so what have you learned? What did you figure out? What do you want to do now? And Mars, of course, is saying, and it's an opening square, you have to take action. So it's an it's a really intense, interesting energy. And then the other piece, which is kind of, we all, you know, we kind of forget about Neptune because this COVID clump is so crazy. But to your point, the sun is that Neptune, rather, is squaring the nodes of fate. He's at 19. And so, you know, we're being asked to make a spiritual choice. And, of course, the south nodes in Jupiter, going back to the Jupiter in Capricorn, the north nodes in Mercury, going to the Mercury in Scorpio, and, of course, Mercury in Scorpio answers to Pluto and Jupiter. So it's kind of like there's this big buzz system going on in the heavens. And, of course, we're being blasted, Heather. I just read about it. There's this huge solar flare arriving.
Huge
it actually arrived a little early. For those of you who listen to Facebook, Mike Erlewine had a great post on it on his website, you know, on Facebook, Mike Erlewine. He's a great astrologer. And he went, oh, by the way, there's a solar flare. And I'm like, oh, wow. Like, everybody's and on a full moon in Aries, it's going to whack those COVID planets one more time. Yeah, it's going to be a fun week. So
the solar storms, for those that have been watching it, with that, it's like the volume control on history. And when the solar, we've been in an unusually long solar minimum with no solar flares, no solar storms. And that's made it hard, you know, where you'd see everybody look at what's going on going, yeah, they should not have do that. But then no one's been really, you know, there has been some riots in the street, but nothing like there will be once the fires get going.
Yeah.
Once the sun, when the sun's cranked, we go through this shift politically. But his point was very interesting that also when a solar flare goes through, it changes ourselves. We feel it. It affects life on Earth. And you may not know, you're kind of like, whoa, you know, like you were just buffeted by, you know, say, the flash just blew past you and you didn't know what it was, but you felt this wind. But when you come out of it, are you a little different? And that's an interesting point.
Yeah, well, and the sun is such a big guy in our system. You know, he's like we all work. I mean, we revolve around him. We watch him. He does all this stuff. He makes the crops grow. He makes the winter come. And he's like sending us a giant emission saying, yo, people, you know, and everybody goes, whoa, what's going on, you know. It's a really juicy week. And I, you know, I look at it and go, I do a podcast with a woman who runs Astrology Hub, and she always has me do a, you know, I go off the scales this week, because we're really going to feel it, you know, is this amping up of energy, which is great. But also remember, Mars is square these guys, so you want to take that Mars and use it in a positive way to get something done. And kind of if you find yourself really popping or anxious, sometimes anxiety comes with this too, because the Neptune shoots into the Virgo, kind of go, okay, what can I do to use up the energy? You know, it's not, what are the different kinds of yoga, Mark, where there's like a quiet one, you meditate and you breathe, and then there's the ones where you kick butt. It's the kick butt kind of yoga.
It's the hot yoga.
I always refer to Mark for the, you know, the kind of yoga it is. But yeah, it's like a kick. What's a kick butt yoga, Mark, for the yoga listeners in our audience?
Yeah, no, you notice that in the same degree as Mars is Eris.
Yes.
And Lilith is not far away.
They're
raising the stakes.
Yeah, and she's squared Pluto twice. So she squared him the impeachment and Kobe Bryant dying, and then she squared him again when Bolton's book came out, and then the next week Ghislaine Maxwell got arrested. And so I'm really curious to see, you know, because Eris square Pluto is saying, I'm going after you if you've abused power.
Right.
Yeah. So and as a New Yorker, you know, we had Leona Helmsley here, and when she went down for tax evasion, which basically, you know, like somebody said, it's like on our taxes, us deducting $14 But in her case, you know, it was a few million. But she deducted her girdles and things like that. And so, you know, it's like, okay, deducted, what'd you deduct? And he wrote this real flaming email, you know, she should go to police and, you know, blah, 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 blah. So, you know, of course, I Googled it. It happened in 89, which is a Saturn square, right?
That's really interesting.
Yeah, can't make stuff up.
You can't make it up. And
interestingly,
that,
last little note, Merrick Garland, who did not get appointed to the Supreme Court, is the judge who's reviewing Donald's tax returns.
Funny thing, that.
So there's a little karma there, too, because had he been promoted when he was nominated,
he wouldn't be doing it.
He wouldn't be, you know, going, yeah, you
That's
know.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he didn't get to leave, so, oh, well, so sad. I can't, I love this. I love it when Saturn comes back and goes, I am Saturn. I am in charge. Pay attention, people.
Right.
I don't miss a trick. So, yeah.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens on next week, because we're just kind of keeping an eye on what's coming up. Mm. October 7th, as the Mercury opposes Uranus, exactly.
Right.
And then hitting into October 10th, when Mars retrogrades back to an exact square to Pluto, as Mercury begins to station, Mercury turns retrograde on October 13th and only turns direct on voting day.
Yeah.
So there's going to like the communicate, trying to figure out what's going on with this kind of wacko chain of communication. I just ask everybody to be careful. Drive carefully, vote early, vote in person if you can, and, you know, look at and keep an eye on the chain of information coming through, because we will see some really interesting eruption. Now, with that, Mars in Aries is an action planet, and it tells us that it will make us uncomfortable, as you said. We get anxious if we don't do something.
Yeah.
So what I'm finding, so many people are just off the charts anxious. You know, they've got apocalyptic fears, or they're sure that, you know, Trump's not going to step down, or they're sure that, you know, their ecosystem is going, or their house is going to catch fire, all of which are possible.
Yeah.
But if they're taking an action, because that Mars in Aries kind of the fight or flight just gets so cranked up, if they're taking an action, they feel okay, like, I've got something to do. So when you feel anxiety coming up, what can you do about it?
Right.
And think through the consequences. That doesn't mean go punch somebody out or become a sniper. It means, you know, what can you do to create that? You kind of, what's the world you want instead? Hold on to that vision and take a step in that direction.
Right.
And on the positive note,
you know, in terms of taking action, David Attenborough, who's that wonderful naturalist.
Yes, he is.
Did an Instagram. And he had a million followers in less than 5 hours, right? So he was like, God, that makes me feel good that people are giving me hope because people are worried about it. You know, like he announced it and like all these people signed up. So I'm like, all right, those are people that took action and said, yeah, you know, it's important for me to take action. You know, it's like, and that really is the solution to the Mars in Aries. And it may be going back and taking an action that you started but you didn't finish.
Mm-hmm.
And so now's the time to finish it. Or it may be something completely new based on all the information you've been receiving since Saturn and Pluto went backwards, January and March, when they entered their shadow, rather, January and March.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go, okay, now got it. You know, this is my plan. And then Mars is going to come along and say, you think that's going to work? And you have to say to Mars, well, the way I'm going to make it work is this. Get Venus and Virgo engaged. Where she goes, here's my action plan. And then you feel better.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, some of the energy is going to calm down a little bit, even this Friday, as Venus leaves Leo and goes into Virgo. You know, she gets a little too tricky, a little difficult, and she starts talking to Mercury and Scorpio. But we have, right now, we have Venus in Leo, trining Mars in Aries, which can be great for budding young romances, but tends to kind of like crank the heat up along with the solar flares with anything else that people are excited about.
Right. It's going to be a fun weekend, planet Earth. And then just remember, the other part is with the Neptune and all of this stuff, a lot of people are really feeling like they want to pick up again. Drugs, alcohol, bad behaviors. So check on your folks. Check on your depressed people. Check on your alcohol friends, your drug friends. And if you're one, double down on your meetings. Get back into the meeting. I called a friend the other night, and she was like, oh, I went to 5 meetings this week. I'm like, it's only Monday. She goes, my week started Sunday. But she said, I can feel it. I can feel it. I'm like, can I go to meetings? How can I help? What can I do? You know, and we discussed, you know, she has some alcohol in the house because the previous tenant had it. And, you know, should she throw it away? I'm like, I think you should throw it away. You know, it's sitting in the cupboard. I mean, if you're noticing it's there and you're not ignoring it, you know, it's probably better to not have it in the house, right? And, you know, find somebody to give it to. But it also is, you know, it is a week where people want to pick up or people can feel really despairing. So you do want to check in on folk this week because people can really feel, you know, very overwhelmed. So.
Yeah. And Mark, do you have any more comments to make on that lovely combination and how to use the full moon in Aries for fun as well as upheaval?
Well, on the personal level, it really is about deciding what action you need to take or complete.
Mm-hmm.
And on a political level, just be ready to duck.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is a powerful combination.
Yes.
And shall we take some callers? Anybody who wants to call in, you hit the guest call is 347-215-8881 and you hit 1 to raise your hand and to be called upon. I see one caller so far that's raised their hand.
Oh, we got another one.
Oh, good. Hello, area code 919. You're on the air. How can we help you? Hello? Area code 919-495, you're on the air. Oh, let me try again.
Hello?
Hello? Yes, you're on the air.
Hey, I'm muted. How are you?
Good, how are you?
How are you?
I would like to get an astrology reading, please.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's your birth information and what's your question?
Okay, my birth information is
7/25/1963. Time?
1 a.m.
And where?
In Banner Elk, North Carolina.
I was going to say, I'm really hearing a southern accent there. Yeah,
North Carolina. Lovely.
That's in Avery County, right? Banner, B-A-N-N.
That's correct.
All right, cool. Mm-hmm. You popped up in my system. Good.
And what's your question? Because we want to get to the point and make sure that we answer what can be helpful to you.
Oh, and first, repeat the year.
1963.
1963.
Okay.
At 1 in the morning. In Banner Elk, B-A-N-N-E-R, Elk.
What
in Avery
type
County.
Of question? That's correct. What kind of question can I ask?
We'll tell you if you can't get there from here. So we can just kind of give you a quick scan that you're as a Leo moon in Virgo with your moon close to Mars in your fifth house, Taurus rising. Now I see that a lot of your progressed moon is in Libra and it's at 25 degrees of Libra. So your progressed moon is squaring Saturn and has just in the last few months squared Pluto. And you may be, and they're now talking to your moon. So it looks like there might be some health issues that you've been thinking about or working on and trying to decide where do you owe other people? What's your service? What do you need to be doing for other people? And where can you begin to... what you might have been trained to think was selfish, but take care of yourself in a better way. That's just some of the quick things that I'm seeing. And what are you seeing?
Well, I think the other part is she's having a progressed sun on her moon and her Juno this year. So it's a lot of reevaluating your role in relationships. You know, as a Leo, Leos are queens and kings, and so they're proud. And I've got, we've been having a lot of fire engines lately too. I think that's actually a fire truck. But we all day is engine sirens. I'm like, ooh. So the progress sun is on your Juno and off your moon. So it's really had you, over the last year or so, really think about the emotional relationships you've been in. And this whole year has been a lot about what, to Heather's point, what was I taught as a kid about taking care of other people and what do I want to do now? And so, you know, as a Taurus rising, you don't have any planets in the first two houses.
Well,
so
that's very true because I lost my husband and it's, over a year ago. So that right there is very, very true. Yes.
Yeah, that happens once every 365 years. So it's a once in a lifetime loss and very huge, very huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, it's very, very, very much so. But do you see anything in far as
still going through that? And, you know, that it's affected many parts of your life and you might be really reorganizing your daily life, your home. Everything is still going through that transformation and change. It looks like it started a year or two before your husband actually died. Was it a long illness?
Yes, he had battled for years with a long illness. He had.
Yeah.
I knew it was coming. I just didn't know when it would be, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you progress, you started a new 30-year cycle about 2 years ago, and you're just getting going on your own life. It may be a couple more years while you're still feeling deeply as your progressed moon heads into Scorpio in about 5 months. I think that all the kind of unfinished property and issues will be finished by then, and you're kind of like, where do I go now? What's my path? And a chance again, because you've been taking care and taking care and taking care of him, of being of service to everybody else. And your job is to be not selfish, but centered in yourself. You really gave up a lot for this, and it was beautiful. And now hitting that reset button in about 3 years, you won't believe the difference. Your progressed moon will be in Sagittarius. It'll be coming up over the border. There's a whole new chapter coming. But give yourself the time to go through this transformation.
Well, that's what, you know, you think about other relationships and things, and it's just hard for me to think about that right now, you know.
Not yet. It's just not time yet.
Yeah.
But it will be.
You're in a phase where you start to think about something, and then it's sort of paralyzing. And, you know, what you really want to do is take little steps, do little things, and just let the thoughts be there, but don't actively try to work your way through it by thinking.
Okay.
Yeah,
just
and there
stay,
are...
Stay
there,
in motion.
There does look like, finding some kind of comfort in your spiritual practice would be helpful. And that can be yoga, you know, or it can be service or church or praying. You've got a lot of stuff around finding community because the chart looks a little lonely right now. And
well, and that's the way it is. I mean, he was my entire life for years.
Yeah.
I mean, we did everything together, you know, and so it's hard knowing where to start and wanting to start on something, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And so being really gentle with yourself, you know, and I would talk to him, actually, with this chart. You know, he's not that far away. And, you know, kind of say to him, hey, you know, like, give me some ideas about what to do. You know, you and I used to do stuff. What do you think I should do? And then kind of watch for whether he, you know, shows up in a song or whatever. Kind of pay attention to that. That connection
I
can be very helpful for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's just it. I mean, it's been a very strong connection. I mean, it's no doubt in my mind that he and I were soulmates. It's no doubt in my mind because it was very strong.
Yeah.
No doubt in my mind. So, okay, thank you very much.
And
I do appreciate
good luck
it.
On
and
the next chapter of your life.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Have a good
You're
night.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And we have one more person. We got to take a quick call here. Area code 510-915. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, yeah. January 24, 1967, 9:38 PM, Oakland, California. My guy is April 2nd.
Hold on. Oakland. And your question is about somebody else and your relationship, is that correct? And the
yes.
person is born when?
April 2nd, 1988, 7:30 AM, Union City, California. We've been together since October of last year. We had a big breakup on August 12th, and we go back and forth, and I just want to know what you see.
And what a tricky time it's been for you. I see that you have your moon around 20 degrees of Cancer, and Pluto 20, Uranus 24, Virgo, Saturn at 25, Pisces, Neptune at 24, Scorpio, Mars at 24, Libra, and with Mars right now at 24, Aries opposed your Mars, and the Saturn and Pluto setting, your chart's being rung like a bell. Your mate was born on the full moon, Aries.
Which we're having this week. We're having this week, the full moon this
week.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to, you know, you two are acting out a bit of all of these things. There's some beautiful pieces underneath it. Your mate has Venus and Mars trine natally and would, you know, can be pushy, but would like to be in a healthy relationship, as would you.
Yeah.
You know, what you think of as security is very, very different. And sometimes, you know, I'd say slow it down and redefine what you want and try to see if you can find the intersecting set between what you need and what he needs and hold hands and walk through it rather than compete over it. Mark,
mm-hmm.
What do you see?
Yeah, it is it's a little hard for you to know what's going on with him. So just pay the most attention to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's also moving out of state on the 11th, a couple states away.
Yeah.
That's not easy for you to keep your heart open if somebody's leaving. You have abandonment issues that can come up pretty quickly.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
And it can make you overreact, and you want to try to pull back on that. You'll feel the
tendency. And just not work for you. Go ahead, Mark.
You'll feel the tendency to, with the abandonment issues, but pull back. You know, let the feelings be there, but don't take an action.
Yeah. Do you see it continuing at all? Or
do we see it what? No. Say again? What was your question?
Do you see it continuing?
It's a very karmic relationship, so these are kind of hard to get out of, right? You got a lot of node. There's nodes everywhere. So when you see the nodes, particularly Pluto on the south node and Pluto on the south node in both cases, there's always a triangle. So if you can work with the triangle of distance, that's helpful. Whatever the triangle was in your relationship story, that can be helped, you know, helping that and saying, okay, so this is the triangle that we're dealing with here. But it is, you know, it's when I popped the chart, the first thing that came to my mind was that scene in Brokeback Mountain where he goes, I can't quit you. I can't quit you. It's it's a hard one to unhook from because it's a very, very deep, deep energy, and there also is something there. Yeah, I mean, it's very intense. I would really just encourage you to hold the heart space and say, okay, this is a heart mate on many levels, whatever happens in this lifetime, if it doesn't work, I'll see you in the next one. But in this one, I love you, you know, and when we stand in a place of love, that can help heal a lot of things, as opposed to the intensity of the Pluto on the south nodes, where it brings out the best in you guys, but then on a bad day it can bring out the worst in you. So it's a lot about a lot about, like, what's your vision for how this works. And, you know, he's no slouch in having his opinion about things either, right? So
okay, our time is up. I just want to say that we have to close up. And I would say, on the final note of that, is practice good relationship skills and see where they take you rather than make a decision about the relationship. And we have to say goodbye. This is Heather Owen Robbins from Montana. Ann
Ortley at the Bright Red Desk in New York.
And Mark Wolf over on the Hudson River, New York.
Well, have a good week this week, folks. It's a little wild ride out there, but remember to take a breath. And breathe. And a cup of tea, maybe, and a cookie, you know?
Yes.
Self nurturing, most important. Yeah. All right. Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Okay, bye now.